say right here in the script, if you need professional counseling, which I suppose we all do and are unable to afford it, contact the Los Angeles Free Clinic. Their psych department offers various services to help you. Morning low clouds and then clear with a low of 57, high of 74. I meant that to read in various orders. Should have gone on the other side before that. If Bill Wade were here, I know I would not have made a mistake with that. Right now, let's see. Far to the right in Orange County, 66 degrees in Hollywood, 55.
93 KHJ.
Rabbit of KHJ for Johnny Williams with Fogarty and Friends.
First thing I remember was asking Papa why. Oh, there were many things I didn't know. And Daddy always smiled, took me by the hand. Saying someday you'll understand.
day never comes. Then again, if you didn't expect it, you wouldn't miss it. All right, it says right here in the script, it's a great second half-off tire sale at General's Best 4-Ply Nylon Cord. Right, buy one General Jet Air 3 at the regular low-selling price, get the second tire for half price, plus $1.75 to $3.16 federal excise tax per tire, depending upon size. Save from $12.75 to $24.75 off the second tire price on the 4-Ply Nylon Cord. General Jet Air 3.
It's a tough new generation of General.
It's catchy if you like singing it. Save now during the great second tire off sale. Hurry now. Sale ends Saturday, May 27 at the home of the Big Red General Tire G, your one-stop car care headquarters.
93 KHJ.
When I find myself in times of trouble, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me. Speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Very beginning of the record, to remind you, this is KHJ, Cornelius Brothers, and Sister Rose.
My mama told me, she said, son, beware.
Too late to turn back now. That's what I was thinking, sitting here reading my RKO general orders here early in the morning. One time, Commander Cody.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. It's got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. Sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by and said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now, the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was blue, like lead to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines on the road just looked like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post. The guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew I could catch him, I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that cat, he pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking down in the gym. She started to rock and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking, the cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail and they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
$1.29 at KHJ, Los Angeles.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. Just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. Lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line. to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. Seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you finally now.
This is KHJ. Now you're reading the manual. Since the life is strange, tends to hang around Hollywood Boulevard a lot.
Isn't life strange? Turn of the page. Can read like before. Can we ask for more? Each day passes by. How hard man will try.
Thank you. 93 KHJ.
It's 1:37 in the morning. See how quickly I picked that up? This is the Rabbit running naked gaily over the opening chords. The new writers, the Purple Sage. Don't need no doctor, but I can stand a pill.
No doctor, because I know what's ailing me. I don't need no doctor, because I know what's ailing me. I do. I've been too long away from my baby. I'm coming downtown, I'm coming down with the misery. Doctor, or prescription to be filled.
I don't need no doctor. I don't need no doctor.
I don't need no doctor, Lord, or prescription to be filled.
I don't need no doctor.
No,
I don't need no doctor.
Oh, only my baby's arms could take away these chills. I need a rest. All I need is a tenderness. He put me on the critical list. But all I need is a husky kiss. He gave me a medicated lotion, but it didn't soothe my emotion. Won't you come on home? Won't you come on, come on?
South Dakota Democrat Senator George McGovern has scored two more primary victories. He took Oregon by a 3-1 margin over Senator Hubert Humphrey, ran 2-1 ahead of Humphrey and Senator Edmund Muskie in Rhode Island.
I think the endorsement of Senator McCarthy in California on yesterday, the endorsement by Mrs. Martin Luther King and Cesar Chavez and others, and our hopes that possibly there'll be some others coming to our support. All of that indicates to me there's the kind of movement towards my candidacy that could give us a first ballot victory.
Senator George McGovern, this is Bob Lee, KHJ News.
Here are a few common myths regarding tuberculosis.
Tuberculosis? Oh, good heavens, no. I couldn't have tuberculosis. I mean, a person of my breeding and culture? Unthinkable.
Wrong. Anyone can get tuberculosis. While it strikes more often in the overcrowded, low-income communities, it knows nor shows any class distinction.
Tuberculosis? No, I couldn't get that. I live on a farm, have all my life. Well, who am I going to catch it from? The cows?
Tuberculosis is caused by a germ transmitted by people, and people are everywhere.
Tuberculosis? I don't even know what that means.
Unfortunately, tuberculosis is found in children as well as adults. That's why we recommend a tuberculosis checkup with your next medical exam.
Tuberculosis? I thought they wiped that out years ago.
If they had, we wouldn't need to say, this reminder from your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association is a matter of life and breath.
A KHJ Community Service Reminder.
South Vietnamese Marines stormed the beaches deep inside communist-held Quang Tri Province, just south of the DMZ, and killed 50 of the enemy. The government Marines made their landing just 9 miles northeast of Quang Tri City, 12 miles behind communist lines. The U.S. command in Saigon also reported that American jet fighters shot down four MiGs, two of them the most modern 23Ss in the Hanoi Air Force. In Moscow, President Nixon and Soviet Party boss Leonid Brezhnev are expected on Friday to sign a preliminary agreement limiting strategic weapons. They reached accord after almost 7 hours of talks in the Kremlin. Correspondent Dick Growald with the president in the Soviet Union was asked if the two had discussed the Indochina situation.
Talk amongst a few persons near the summit that Vietnam was briefly touched on. There was no confirmation of this from more reliable sources, however. But it is taken for granted that the subject in all likelihood will come up in the summit talk later.
Correspondent Dick Growald in Moscow. In the nation's capital, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee has approved a foreign aid bill after tacking to it an amendment to cut off funds for U.S. military forces in South Vietnam after August 31st. The Senate then voted to authorize $150 million per year for a permanent youth conservation corps to provide summer employment for an estimated 120,000 young people. The bill was authored by Washington State Democrat Senator Henry Jackson.
It is my belief that the indirect benefits, such as the value to society of having these youngsters gainfully employed, the conservation education they receive, and the social experience that they undergo, is a contribution that one can't measure in dollars.
Senator Henry Jackson. Here on the West Coast, tentative agreement was reached in Los Angeles on a new collective bargaining contract between the Greyhound Bus Line and the Amalgamated Transit Union. Federal mediator Jerry Finley said the agreement came following a last-minute management offer. The offer came just before a strike deadline set for 11 Western states. There's been another slaying and more bombings in Northern Ireland as violence continued in Ulster on a major scale. Correspondent Donald O'Higgins has the details.
Another British soldier has been shot dead, bringing to 68 the number killed so far in Northern Ireland. The soldier was hit in the neck by a single high-velocity shot in the Roman Catholic Ballymurphy area. His death came as a new wave of daylight bombings hit the city. The targets were mainly business premises. Six persons, including a policewoman, were injured.
Correspondent Donald O'Higgins in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Well, that man who attempted to extort $40,000 ransom from an Ecuadorian airline has been killed. An army officer boarded the plane through the luggage compartment and killed the hijacker. The plane's pilot was slightly wounded in the shooting. The man had ordered the plane to return to Quito, where he asked for the money and a parachute. In San Jose, at the trial of Angela Davis on murder, kidnapping, and conspiracy charges, indications are that the defense may not call on her to testify. An attorney for Miss Davis said it's also possible the defense may rest its case. Another attorney in San Francisco, Marvin Stender, who earlier testified for Miss Davis, commented,
"With regard to the little bit of the session I saw as a witness yesterday, it becomes quite clear that the testimony which the prosecution had managed to garner, supposedly placing Miss Davis at various incriminating spots, just won't stand up under scrutiny. And the testimony which I offered was just one small part of that rebuttal."
Attorney Marvin Stender in San Francisco. Well, two students of Glendale City College, 20-year-old John Rumsey and 21-year-old Ray Shilop, escaped injury when their rented single-engine plane crashed into a large tree in Little Tahunga Canyon. Rumsey was a pilot and told authorities he was unable to gain altitude after takeoff at Whiteman Air Park in Pacoima and plowed into that tree. They had to walk some 6 miles before hitching a ride back to the field. At last report, the plane was still in the tree. Los Angeles has become the first major city to enact a law forcing contractors it does business with to list their number of racial minority employees. City Councilman Billy Mills, acting mayor while Sam Yorty campaigns for the Democratic presidential nomination, signed the measure into law.
If he does not live up to his promises in that regard, we can sue him, or we can not pay him, or when we deal with him later on, then we can refuse to acknowledge him or to accept his bid as a responsible bidder.
Acting Los Angeles Mayor, City Councilman Billy Mills. Mayor Yorty, by the way, launched his campaign in Fresno with his main attack on frontrunners George McGovern and Hubert Humphrey. He said they've excluded some candidates, including him, from their upcoming three TV debates, suggesting they were perhaps afraid to face the issues he might bring up. In Sacramento, Governor Reagan warned striking state water project employees they can be dismissed. The workers walked off their jobs demanding more pay, with the strike coming in the midst of one of the worst droughts in state history. The general manager of the Metropolitan Water District here in Los Angeles, Frank Clinton, was asked if this area will have a water shortage if that strike continues.
We have storage in Castaic Reservoir that's been accumulated now there since last February, and we have enough storage there. Even if the pumps moving water over the Tehachapis do not run, we have enough storage to carry us for 6 to 8 weeks to keep our Jensen plant going and keep the water flowing on out to Ventura County that we started last month.
Frank Clinton, general manager of the Metropolitan Water District. While in Anaheim, Los Angeles County Sheriff Peter Pitches called for a ban on the sale and possession of handguns, which he called, to use his words, instruments of homicide. During that same news conference, Pitches once again backed an initiative to let state voters determine if the death penalty should be retained. Earlier, the Assistant State Attorney General, Herbert Ashby, appearing for the California Peace Officers Association Convention, also in Anaheim, held a news conference, and he also backed the death penalty measure.
A lot of the people who are not in favor of the death penalty itself are in favor of having the death penalty as at least a possible alternative, because one of the big arguments against the death penalty is the statement that it's not a deterrent. And what if in the next 4 or 5 years evidence is obtained that proves that it conclusively that it's absolutely a very good old good deterrent and a very necessary deterrent? If it stands as it is in California, we would not have the option. That people could not have the death penalty on the books, even if they wanted it.
Assistant State Attorney General Herbert Ashby in Anaheim. KHJ Sports, the Los Angeles Dodgers in a real slugfest outfought the San Francisco Giants 8-5, with Dodger hurler Don Sutton picking up his sixth win of the season and commenting on the Western Division race.
I think the Western Division is going to be a typical Western Division race where any one of five clubs and possibly even six clubs can win it. And I think it's going to be the club that stays healthy, the club that has the most depth and can effectively utilize all 25 of their men.
The Dodgers, Don Sutton. In the first game, Houston 7, San Diego nothing. In the nightcap, Houston 2, San Diego 1. So Houston has a 1.5-game bulge over the Dodgers in the Western Division. The Chicago Cubs edge the New York Mets 2-1. Montreal over the Phillies 6-2. Pittsburgh bested St. Louis by the same score, 6-2. It was Atlanta 2, Cincinnati 1. In the American League, the Oakland A's 3, California Angels 2. The A's winning it in the bottom half of the ninth inning on a home run by Reggie Jackson. In 10 innings, Boston 6, Baltimore 5. Milwaukee blanked Detroit 3-0. Chicago White Sox kept right on winning, beating the Texas Rangers 2-1. Cleveland 3, the New York Yankees nothing. Bob Segrin of the Southern California Striders and Kjell Eriksson of Sweden have shattered the world pole vault record in El Paso, Texas by clearing 18 feet, 4¼ inches. KHJ News Time, 1:50.
Hello? Oh, Martha.
So soon? You're having a party again?
Ah, dinner. Friday?
Oh, no.
Well, it certainly sounds like fun.
Fun? He gets everybody drunk on martinis. They forget to serve dinner, and everybody gets a hangover. Well, great.
We just should come early for a couple of extra silver bullets. Oh, yes. I suppose that was funny the last time. I mean, the way the Claypools conked out.
Silver bullets? Who needs it?
Well, look, I better check with Roger. Rog, what should I tell her?
Look, honey, we don't want to go there. Tell her we're busy. Tell her we're on the wagon. Just tell her no.
Let's face it. People who need to drink that much to be social are not really social drinkers. For a free booklet about drinking, write Alcohol, Box 2345, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
A public service message from this station and the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism.
KHJ, first to inform, first to serve.
Los Angeles weather, early morning low clouds, then clear, with a low of 57, a high of 74. The Valley, it's now 58 degrees. In Orange County, 63. Downtown Los Angeles, 60. Here in Hollywood, it's now 59 degrees. This is Bob Lee, KHJ News.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high. right by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job 5 days.